بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. In this ayat which we read yesterday also, ulama have written the greatest hope of forgiveness and the kindness and mercy of Allah Ta'ala in the whole Quran Sharif is this ayat here, in which Allah Ta'ala says that Allah does not forgive shirk, that is mentioned in this ayat, that is to associate partners to Allah Ta'ala. And according to the other ayat of the Quran, there are two gunas that Allah will never forgive in the akhirat. That is the guna of shirk, associating partners of Allah Ta'ala, and kufr, that is not believing in Allah Ta'ala at all. However, in this world, as soon as a person makes tawbah, even of those very great gunas, Allah immediately forgives that person. When our tawbah is done correctly, immediately those gunas are also forgiven. This refers to that if a person did not make tawbah of this gunas, and he did not come out of this gunas of kufr and shirk, and he dies with this gunas, then he will be punished forever and ever in Jahannam with that. All the other gunas which are beside that, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَىٰ. Besides kufr and shirk, if a person dies with that gunas, he did not make tawbah of it also, Allah will forgive that also for whomsoever he wishes. In here there is great hope also, and there is great fear also. Hope that Allah is most merciful and kind, and لِمَنْ يَشَىٰ, that we hope that everyone will be included in that. But it is also at the same time ambiguous, لِمَنْ يَشَىٰ, for whom Allah wishes. So nobody can be certain it's going to be wished for me that Allah will forgive me. So kufr and shirk are gunas. If a person dies with them, they will not be forgiven. In this world, if they make tawbah of them, Allah readily forgives them also. All the other gunas, if we make tawbah in this world, Allah forgives them also readily. And if a person dies without having made tawbah of the gunas of shirk and kufr, there is great, great hope that Allah will forgive them also. And if not, and a person has to go to the fire of Jahannam to pay for them, but then eventually he will come out from there and he will enter Jannah. But kufr and shirk, there is no question that a person will come out of Jahannam. And وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, a person who makes shirk and in the same way kufr, فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا, then that person has landed himself, founded himself in a very, very great guna. So we should be very careful. And in our present day's time, the gunas of kufr and shirk, kufr and shirk are interrelated with this interfaith things. And unfortunately, how many ulama are also involved in this interfaith things? And that is also gunas of kufr and shirk. If a person makes tawbah of it, Allah will forgive him. If he dies with those gunas, very, very dangerous. In the same way of making a haram halal and making a halal haram, that is also interfering with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, which are also very major gunas. Even if a person commits a major guna in his whole life, but he doesn't regard it as halal, he feels himself guilty and is always feeling bad about it and asking for forgiveness, there is very great hope that that guna will be completely forgiven of him. But when he wants to justify it and make it halal, then that is a very dangerous thing. By that a person goes out of the fold of Islam. So we should be very careful. Allah is most merciful, most kind. There are many gunas, there are many temptations. We are very weak and a person falls into gunas. But the gunas that take us out of Islam, that we must be abstained from completely. And we must be very concerned of our families also. Today everyone, women also, are all on the internet. And in on the internet, they are mixing and getting influence by everything in the world. It's very important, and the qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, that we be watchful and see what things they are going to. Our children are much more vulnerable. Being young, being immature, inexperienced, and mixing with so many people at schools, getting influenced by teachers, by the peers in the schools, etc. They are much more exposed and much more vulnerable. We should be very careful that, especially of the gunas that take us out of the fold of Islam, that we must stay completely far away from them. Other gunas as well. But the other gunas, as in this ayat, Allah promises that He will forgive those gunas for whomsoever He wishes. So there is great hope. But the gunas that deny and defy our iman and our Islam, and we die in that condition, then it is a very, very serious matter. May Allah Ta'ala open our blind eyes and let us become aware of the real life of the Akhirah, which is forever and which is much more intense in reward also and in punishment also. This dunya's life of enjoyment or of suffering can never ever compare in the least but with the life of the Akhirat, as far as enjoyment is concerned also, as far as suffering is concerned also. May Allah have mercy on us and guide us to righteousness.